Football Podcast.
That brings me on nicely. You said about Lautaro's contract, because you know he's asking for quite a lot of money, and the question will be, you know, how much is he worth? Because Lautaro Martinez, who's having an absolutely incredible Serie A season, and has been for years now, undoubtedly one of the best players in Serie A. He fails at the elite level again. And you know, we've asked this question a few times. We've had some questions from some of our patrons in the Q&A episode. You know, is Lautaro Martinez a world class player?
I think he's a world class player, yes, but I don't think he's peaked. You know, it's possible to be a world class player. I think Harry Kane's been a world class striker for many years. He's won absolutely nothing. He's always also had a problem with delivering when it matters the most. That doesn't make him less of a world-class player. It means that he has still margins to improve on. And I think that's true of Lautaro Martinez. The thing that impresses me the most about Lautaro Martinez, and in this aspect and in this aspect only, does he remind me of Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Zlatan constantly improved on one or two aspects of his game throughout his entire career. Lautaro is doing the same thing. Every season he improves on the previous season and shows growth. He is now a killer in the box. There's still domestically in Serie A, he absolutely is. But there's still a dip in quality when he goes into the Champions League. It doesn't feel as natural when he's in the Champions League as he is when he's in the Serie A. And that is just growth. And I think to a certain extent, you can say the same thing about Thuram, you can say the same thing about Barella, Bastoni, and so on and so forth. So I think that if it was just him, I'd be, you know, I look at them, they're all in sync with one another. I look at Inter as a whole, and I see the same things, the same deficiencies, quote unquote, throughout. But these are deficiencies that can be addressed. And these are deficiencies that you just need time. Because again, I look at football like organic, like you would look when you harvest, when you grow things, farm things. Inter are ripe in the Serie A. They're not ripe in Europe. I think they will be 1 or 2 years away. Whether or not that's good enough to actually win the tournament is completely separate discussion. But for Inter to win the Serie A and go to the latter stages of the Champions League, semi-final, thereabouts, I think we're 1-2 seasons away from them being able to do that in all of those tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, listen, with Lautaro, I think, look, he did a couple of good things in this game. He was involved in the goal, in the move for the goal, and he put a great pass to Thuram to put him through with, 10-15 minutes to go, which was, if Thuram puts that away, then we're probably going to, Inter are going to go through. We're probably going to praise Lautaro for getting the tie winning assist, so sometimes those are the fine margins. But having said all that, despite those couple of things I've mentioned there, it's not enough, and that is the story of Lautaro Martinez on the elite stage. When I say the elite stage, I'm saying Champions League knockouts and a major international tournament, so a World Cup or Euros, Copa America. Okay, maybe I'm being snobby and saying that I don't think the Copa America is at the same level as the Euros, but I'm talking about the elite level. I would say Champions League knockouts, World Cup, or European Championship. And I know obviously Lautaro can't play in a European Championship, but that's what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean. That's what I'm talking about
as elite level, and he hasn't done it in those elite competitions that he's qualified for. And he was abysmal at the World Cup. Absolutely abysmal at the World Cup.
And I don't think he was abysmal. I think that's been exaggerated. I think what happened at the World Cup has been really blown out of proportion. I think what happened was that he came into that tournament in the wrong way. The game against Saudi with the offsides and disallowed goals, and then he kind of got inside his head, and he wasn't able to recover from that, except on penalty shootouts where he was able to convert. The irony, of course, and that. But I think it's kind of symptomatic.
Well, I mean, he lost his place, didn't he? He did. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't score. He lost his place. I mean, I think it's again. well, however you want to look at it, it's definitely not enough for a player that if we're calling somebody world class, that's not enough for a world class player. And you know, the same in the Champions League, like last season. I mean, I know he scored against Milan, but I guess it's, you know, it's against Italian opposition, so it's a kind of a different dynamic there. Mm. I just feel like, you know, when it comes to the big kind of continental international stage, he's not the same player. It's probably mentally.
It's a mental issue there, definitely.
He tenses up.
That's the thing. You can read on his face how he's feeling, and he's going to
do that.
We can
see that with a penalty. I mean, look at him. Look, the way that you could just, I mean, you don't have to be a body language expert. No, anybody could see he was going to miss that penalty.
It was obvious from a mile away. It's just the way he walked up to it. He just looked like he had the weight of the world on his shoulders, and he wasn't happy with the situation. Just contrast that to how the Atletico Madrid players looked. No. I mean, they were so happy. This was their backyard. This was like, we've always done this. You know, there were no insecurities.
No, absolutely. He looked nervous, and he that's the issue with him. He can't be in Serie A now. He's a guarantee. You know, he's a phenomenon in Serie A. He can get on the elite kind of continental international stage. He can't be relied upon. In fact, you're almost thinking he's gonna not bottle it. Maybe that's the wrong word, but you feel like, well, he's not gonna do it for us.
But you see, I think that I agree with you. That's where we are now. But I do believe I
he's
look
26.
At him.
He's going to be 27 this summer.
And I look at him and I see improvement. I see a trajectory which I like. I see a career trajectory that I really like. So I think it's just a matter of time, really.
Yeah, I mean, we hope so. I mean, he finishes the season with one Champions League goal, which is...
That's not good enough.
I mean, it's
and
not good enough when you compare that to his...
No. It's absolutely not good enough. And Inter are going to need him. And I think after this contract stuff is sorted out, then it's time for Carlo Lauti to start delivering the goods.